I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I've just gotten off the phone with my wife where I have assured her that I didn't really unplug her computer this morning. I was just teasing. I don't know if she was more freaked out about not being able to work or not being able to get on Amazon Prime for Prime Days.
I just hope she's still listening right now.
I don't know if she is or not. She may be back at the house by now, but she was a little distressed with me. So I apologize for that. Anyway, glad you're with us today. A little rain in the forecast for later. Sue Thomas may have a busy afternoon for sure if that weather actually hits here this afternoon around 3 or 4 o'clock. It'll hit just in time for your afternoon drive. Isn't that wonderful? Something to look forward to this afternoon. Wow. We've got a lot going on. We're keeping an eye on this situation in Texas. It has turned pretty much to a recovery operation. They're still calling it a search and rescue. They're hoping beyond hope they may find somebody else clinging to a tree or alive somewhere. But at this point, since we're several days out now, it is very, very unlikely. And they're calling in, of course, FEMA is down there, and they've got a lot of volunteers from all over the place who are helping, and I'm sure a lot of counselors, because I can't imagine the grief that they're going through as they continue this search and the parents, having to be delivered this bad news. Mm-hmm. It's just something you can't imagine. Now, there's lots of focus this morning on finger pointing and blame, and it's really kind of sickening to listen to when you hear what some of these people are saying, and I hate it, but that's kind of where we are in our society today. It's sad. Some of these people are so consumed by their hatred for the man in the Oval Office that they want to politicize every tragedy. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. Bottom of the hour, we'll get to Mark Walters. It's 2A Tuesday. We're going to talk a little bit more about what was in the Big Beautiful Bill when it came to the Second Amendment. Good news. It's just delayed good news, from what I can tell. So we'll talk to Mark about that this morning at 7:35. Ryan Wiggins is going to be in here with us in the next hour. We'll get to all that for you coming up here shortly. Right now, Ethan, I want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And stop everything we're doing to go and hunt for these little missing white girls.
Isn't that sad? That is a member of the Houston mayor's, well, I don't think she's a staff member, but she was an appointee of the last Houston mayor, still in her appointed position, and suggest that the only reason anybody's paying any attention to these drownings in Texas is because it was basically an all-white group of girls at a Christian camp. And if there were any other race, nobody would pay any attention.
I think what we've seen here is exactly what President Trump has envisioned for FEMA, is immediately allowing the state to do their response and supporting them in every way that they can.
Thank you. That's exactly what everybody's seen down there. Kristi Noem already on the ground, has been for a couple of days in Texas, and I think the president is scheduled to visit later this week.
I would love to be able to, at the right time, take those sanctions off, give them a chance at rebuilding, because I'd like to see Iran build itself back up in a peaceful manner and not going around saying death to America, death to the USA, death to Israel.
Yeah, the president's absolutely right. I mean, he wants peace with Iran. Is that something that's even on the table, as we find out that Benjamin Netanyahu has already nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize?
Texas recently became the 16th state to help parents choose which school their kids attend. South Carolina followed a few days later. This is a good thing.
Yeah, yes, indeed. How about that? School choice. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? So the reason this story is popping up this morning, Kim, is that for years, Florida bragged that it was a great place to live, and they had, of course, sunshine and the occasional hurricane. But other than that, you got to live in paradise down there. Kind of hot. Palm trees.
A little hot, little humid.
Beaches on, you know, drinks on the beach. Put your toes in the sand, all that good stuff. But one thing that sucked in Florida for many years were their educational test scores, until the most recent report came out. And guess who has climbed to the top of the pack? Florida. Why is that? Because Florida is one of the states that led the nation in school choice. The report you heard there was from a guy named John Stossel. Remember him from 2020? From the show 2020, not the year 2020. John's been an investigative reporter for many years. He was on ABC for years. Now he's kind of been independent from all that. But he was talking about the impact that school choice has had on all of these states, and why do we not have complete transferability school choice in the state of Missouri? I don't understand it. In Illinois, I understand it. They have a Democratic supermajority that is completely controlled by union mob thugs in Illinois. They're never going to allow school choice in a state like that. But other states have done it that have red legislatures, like Texas, like Florida, and like South Carolina. Listen.
Texas recently became the 16th state to help parents choose which school their kids attend. South Carolina followed a few days later. This is a good thing. Competition improves services. The post office couldn't get it there overnight. Then FedEx appeared, and suddenly the post office improved its speed. It's not as good as the private companies, but still, they got better. Consumer choice is a big reason capitalist countries outperform socialist ones. But in most of America, parents have little or no choice when it comes to which school their kids attend.
Yeah. We play the shell game in Missouri, right, where you can donate to a fund, and then part of that can be used to pay scholarships where kids can move around. But we don't truly have school choice in the state. And I really hope that's something that Governor Kehoe and the legislature will seriously look at next year. This argument that, from the teachers that it would hurt public schools, well, only if you're not competing. Why not fire a few teachers who are bad and hire ones that are good? But, of course, that's not what they're going to do. Listen to Stossel here.
But union boss Randy Weingarten about how hard it is to fire even a very bad teacher. She smugly replied,
"We'll police our own profession."
Now, the union does allow a school to fire a bad teacher. She says you just have to follow the steps. But look at these. It's unbelievably complicated and long. And this is just the first page. I have to stand up to show the whole thing. This is what a principal would have to go through to fire a bad teacher.
Unbelievable.
Well, I was going to say, I just had a friend who texted me talking about something that came up actually at my church, and they were saying that the ESA-type school choice, which stands for Education Savings Accounts, it's a form of school choice that allows families to receive public funds to pay for, you know, different educational expenses, that would be the least government intrusive, and I guess that's what we have here in Missouri.
At least government is the concern that if the government is involved, they're going to have more of a say over. The homeschoolers worry about that.
Think about Illinois. They were talking about requiring homeschoolers to submit basically their lesson plans.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is very simple. It's a voucher.
Mm-hmm. Use the money however you see fit.
Correct. You can put money in an educational savings account. You can start setting that aside. Most people don't do that till their kids are born. If you want to put the kids in private school when they're 7 or 8 years old, you're not going to have enough money in there to amount to anything, is the point. And while that's the least invasive way to do it, and it's the most government-free way to do it, it's your money, you're spending it the way you want to spend it, that's fine. The point is, poor people who are trapped in pathetic school districts like the St. Louis Public Schools, they don't have that option. And they should have the option to send their kids to a school that is better performing. And suddenly, you would miraculously see test scores improve in the St. Louis Public Schools, or they would have to shut down.
Mm-hmm. Now, the question, because I agree that vouchers should be in place. I think parents should be able to choose whatever works best for their kid.
Yes.
The challenge then would be, and this isn't the state's fault, but would be, do the parents have the means to get the kid there? Because a lot of these kids, like in the county, I remember going to Parkway West, and I don't know what percentage it was, but so many of those kids were bussed in from the city, and they'd have like an hour drive. They'd get picked up super early because they'd make all these stops picking up all these kids.
During forced busing, and some districts still do that on a voluntary basis, I know. I'm just saying we should do it in Missouri, and it's not currently full vouchers or just not a thing. In the states where they are, test scores have gone up. I'll just say that. So we need a little competition when it comes to all of that. Here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to our friend Mark Walters, because the big, beautiful bill passed. It had some of the things in it we were hoping for. We just can't take advantage of them yet. And he'll explain at 7:35. Stay tuned.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. What were we playing there, Ethan, exactly?
That's Nelly Furtado.
Oh, how did I not know that?
I thought you requested that. No?
Yeah, I know. No. I'm back from vacation going, what's happening here? All right. Sorry about that. I did not recognize that particular song. I do need to say something here because I was out of town over the 4th of July. I was on a beach. We went back to South Carolina. We have not been there in a while. It's been a few years. I worked there at one point in my TV career in the upstate of South Carolina around Greenville. And we went back to the beach. We decided to go to Myrtle Beach, where we've been once before years ago. Not all that impressed with downtown Myrtle Beach, like where the boardwalk is and all that. It's very, very, it's obviously very commercialized. It has been for a long time. But they got all these rules now. So it costs $36 to park for 4 hours near the beach in downtown Myrtle Beach, right? And then if you want, you can't take your own tent onto the beach. You have to either rent one of their umbrellas and chairs or sit in the sun. Or I guess you could get your own umbrella if you wanted to, but you can't have a tent. You can only have an umbrella. So we got a little tired of that. We found a place called Surfside, which is just south of Myrtle Beach. Much better. They don't have those kind of restrictions. You can put your tents up if you want. Parking is reasonable. It's a quaint little village just south of Myrtle Beach. It was beautiful. But here's the point of that diatribe. I love patriotism. I love patriots. You know that if you listen to the show. And my heart swelled with pride. It grew six times bigger than it normally is on July 4th, to quote the Grinch. And because we're on the beach, we didn't know what to expect, right? We get out there, everybody's got their red, white, and blue swim trunks on, and Uncle Sam's walking up and down the beach. And all of a sudden, just before 1 o'clock, two groups of people came down, one on one side of the pier, one on another side of the pier, and they unfurled one of those big American flags, like you see the St. Louis Fire Department hang off of their ladder trucks, one of those really huge American flags. And somebody had one, each corner of it, and there were people surrounding it, keeping it up off the ground. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Why are they doing this? Because you'd have to be really above it to see how big and beautiful it was instead of at eye level. And then somebody told me that every July 4th, military jets fly down the coast in tribute to the 4th of July. So sure enough, it wasn't right at 1 o'clock, but a few minutes after, first what appeared to me to be probably a F-15 or an F-18 flew by, and then some older, more vintage jets flew down the beach wagging their wings, and people were cheering, and I mean, it still brings a chill to me talking about it today. It was so awesome to see that display of patriotism from a quite diverse crowd. I have to say, on the beach, people taking advantage of the sun and the surf. And this is fortunately, the day we left, a tropical storm was moving into Myrtle Beach. And we headed out of there on Saturday. But it was perfect weather on the 4th, and just a reminder of all the patriotism. Then now I know it's a red state, and there are a lot of Trump signs, not on the beach, but you know, off the beach as you're driving around. But I just thought that was a fantastic reminder. Maybe you get a little bit of that. We went and watched fireworks at a local place down there that night, but I just thought that was fantastic. Every year they do that. People lined up on the pier waving their flags when those jets flew over.
See, it's nice to see that because we've seen so many images this past weekend from the 4th of people just saying how, you know, they hate America and, you know, this isn't a holiday to celebrate anything. It's a time to mourn and do better. I mean, even Kamala Harris had some doom and gloom 4th of July post.
Is that surprising?
No, not at all.
What we should have celebrated on the 4th was, 160 days without Kamala Harris being president of the United States.
She's the leading candidate for governor of California. Oh. And then up until, I was just talking about this yesterday, up until yesterday, she was, the, well, I'm sorry, up until like a week ago, one of the polls had her leading as the candidate for the Democratic candidate for president. She hasn't even put her name in the hat. No one has obviously officially said anything. But they were talking to likely Democratic voters. Now Pete Buttigieg has surpassed her, if he were to throw his name in the hat, which, by the way, I think he very well could.
Oh, I know he will. Mm-hmm. You know he will. What, America's not doing that. They're not going to. America's not going to do that.
No. You're giving people way too much credit right now.
In a couple of the big blue cities, but the rest of America is not going to do that. They're not going to elect Pete Buttigieg. He was a horrible mayor before he was a horrible secretary of transportation. Are they going to elect him just because he's a gay man?
Yes.
I don't think
yes.
so.
People have done a lot dumber things. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they didn't elect Kamala Harris just because she was a black woman, which is what the left wanted. Oh, you have to elect her. She's a woman and she's black. And even though she wasn't technically, she's Jamaican and whatever. Indian. I don't know. The Democratic Party in this country is dooming itself to minority status mm-hmm. if they are dumb enough to put one of those two people at the head of their party.
Don't put it past them.
I'm telling you. Hopefully, it's not going to be an issue. J.D. Vance will be swept into office. He and Kristi Noem. You watch it. It's coming. You heard it here first. All right, coming up, Mark Walters on what was in the big, beautiful bill that all gun owners are going to appreciate. We'll be back in.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just a minute.
I just say this as plainly as I can. This is a simple truth. If you're for a secure border, safer communities, and a strong military, this bill is for you.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday
brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, our friend Mark Walters with us this morning from Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. Happy Independence Day. I was off last week and back in here. Got to enjoy a flyover by military planes on the beach in South Carolina. It was glorious.
Well, you know, don't forget, when you say Happy Independence Day or Happy 4th of July, you've got to couch it with this. Brought to you by citizens with guns.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, you did. But brought to you by citizens with...
Stay on the reel here, guys.
That's right.
You posted that. Did you see that, Mark?
I did.
I feel like I have to say Mark Walters versus Mark Cox. Mark Cox, you posted that I saw on Facebook, right?
I reposted a photo that said just that. And brought to you by men, carrying military-style weapons at the time, right?
Absolutely, and I love the actual picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware with the AR-15 too, right?
Yeah, I also saw one that said, General Washington, a federal judge has passed an injunction that says you can't cross here, which never would have happened.
Out on the other side.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
You don't have a permit here, General.
So I played the bite there from Mike Johnson talking about the big beautiful bill. There was a time last week, I believe, before this thing actually made it out of the Senate, when we thought the suppressor language had been removed, but it must have been put back in right before it passed. Do you know how that went down?
Yeah, what you had was the House. The whole thing was a convoluted mess, to be honest with you, because the bigger picture and the bigger question is, did we win something here, okay? And there's a lot of people that feel we didn't. Let me start from the beginning. I'll put it in a nutshell. The House added the suppressor language in their version of the bill. The Senate added the Short-Barreled Rifle Act, which removed short-barreled rifles as well. So for a brief moment there, we had both in there. The Senate parliamentarian, installed by Harry Reid in 2012, pulled it out, claiming it wouldn't get past the Byrd rule, which is very complicated. All right, there's six or seven steps that it has to pass. Well, she's a Democrat, so she was going to see to it that it didn't get in to begin with. That's my belief. I believe it was a partisan move. Others don't believe that. Then when it went, the Senate pulled it out, didn't put it back in, and went back to the House. The House tried to add it. Clyde here in Georgia tried to add it back, was unsuccessful. They wanted the bill on Trump's desk by the 4th, and they got it. And now what we have is the tax gone, but registration in place still.
And the tax is not gone until January, right? Doesn't it not start till next January?
That's the way I read it, January of 2026. Now, there's a couple things in play, because the National Rifle Association, the Second Amendment Foundation, in coalition with the Firearms Policy Coalition and the American Suppressor Association, are suing now to remove the regulation, because without the tax, you don't need the regulation, which was only put in place to see to it that the tax was paid.
Yeah. It was a tax grab in the 1930s.
Correct. So the fact that it couldn't get out of the Senate leaves us in kind of limbo. So we don't have to pay a tax, but we still have to register for those items, that being a suppressor or short-barreled rifle. It has nothing to do with machine guns yet. We'll make trouble for them down the road later. But we're going to either have legislation to codify this, or we're going to have the court involved that slaps down the injunction. One of those two things has to finally put it to bed, because if the administration said, well, we're just not going to enforce it until it moves its way through the courts, well, if a later court finds that it is constitutional, you're going to have a lot of felons on your hands when Democrats retake office.
Exactly. And I know the Second Amendment Foundation has issued a statement saying that the NFA is unconstitutional. Have they taken that to court yet?
I'm not sure if that one's filed. The GOA has filed.
Okay.
And others. This one's moving quickly. I believe so.
Well, I mean, it can't happen fast enough. Now, I would assume it's some other budgetary thing where they're not actually dropping the tax till January. I'm just waiting for all the gun shops to say it's okay. By now, we'll cover the $200 fee.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen to sales for suppressors. Are people going to put them on hold and none sold between now and then?
Yeah.
So I wonder what's going to happen to the industry here. I haven't heard a lot of chatter about that. That's a interesting thing to explore, I think, on a future show.
Yeah, no kidding. It's true. So, of course, once again, one thing we celebrate when we celebrate our independence and we celebrate the Constitution and our rights is the Second Amendment. This is the headline in Politico from 10 hours ago. After Austria's deadliest shooting, gun reform is no longer avoidable. So now in Austria, they're claiming that the shooting there this past week has pierced the illusion that legal gun ownership guarantees safety and the country's political parties can't sit on the fence any longer. So now they're calling for gun confiscation basically in Austria.
Yeah, same thing happening in Brazil with Lula now.
Yeah.
In fact, Dr. John Bott was just on my show this Sunday, live from Brazil, where he's down there speaking. I'm surprised they even let him speak because they're now going after free speech down there as well. We talked briefly about what happened, you know, what's going to happen in Austria. Here's what you need to know about that. Most people are not going to pay attention to Austria or Brazil because they don't live there and really don't care. But in the bigger scheme of things, they should care. Here's why. Because the American gun grabbers are watching everything going on in other nations around the world and attempting, because everything that they want there in Austria and Brazil is what they want for you here. So you better be paying attention. It's a roadmap.
Yeah. And I didn't realize when I got to looking at this that both Glock and Steyr are headquartered in Austria.
Correct.
Their world headquarters are there.
You're talking to somebody that is sitting 11 minutes north of the Glock facility in the United States. I've been there. It's amazing. My wife is at work in Smyrna, Georgia right now today.
Yeah. Yeah. I
headquarters is in Austria.
I think people need to pay attention to what's going on here. Just to, you know, we talk about it every Tuesday, but it's constantly at work. And you're right. This will be the next thing that they'll try to wait and see how Austria handled it. Of course, Austria doesn't have a Second Amendment.
No, but, you know, something just came to mind while we were talking about this. Wouldn't this be great for Trump to stand up and say he just wooed Glock to move from Austria all the way to Georgia and brought all those additional jobs in manufacturing, making guns? That'd drive the left nuts, wouldn't it?
I wondered that. Like, how many of these the problem is a lot of these companies that have concerns with what's being done in other countries probably worry that the United States would then do the same thing. It's just a matter of when.
But
you know,
if
they were to move their headquarters.
Right.
Yeah, and Kim, I want to say hi, Kim. I forgot to say hi,
Good
Kim.
Morning.
But that's because you called me first. I didn't
that's
get to
right.
say it on air. So, hi, Kim.
Hi.
Well,
yeah,
good.
I think you're right. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Walters, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show. Always fun. Thanks for what you do.
We'll talk to you again soon. You can listen to Mark there at Armed American Radio. Of course, armedamericannews.org, armedamericanradio.org. You can listen to his Daily Defense show every day. It's fantastic. Occasionally, he lets me get on there and have a little bit of fun as well. So it's great resource for you. Armedamericannews.org. is his website. So be sure and check that out. And of course, he's also a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, which we talked about there, because they're going to be one of the ones probably going to court over the National Firearms Act. I hope they hope they're successful. Kim, what are we talking about today? Kim on a Whim.
Well, we know that bullying is a problem everywhere, but now one state is kind of being extreme about it, and I'm curious to get your take on this. They have decided that these teens, if they are found bullying someone, that they should lose their driver's license, have it suspended for up to a year.
Wow.
Will that stop the problem? Could that be implemented here in Missouri or Illinois? Let's talk about it.
Kim on a Whim.
Well, there's a new Tennessee law that's trying to crack down on bullying, because we know bullying is so hard. And Mark, it's not like when you and I were kids, especially you, not to, you know.
Oh, no, it's not.
Had to throw that out there, where you could bully someone actually in the classroom at school, but then you could go home and log on to the internet and continue the bullying. Cyberbullying was just not a thing. I think it was Facebook came out when I was about to go into college. We had, I guess it was AIM or something like that, and you put your little away status on. And I mean, yeah, you could bully people on that, but it's not like today where you have, you know, Snapchat and the teenagers have Instagram and whatever other app is cool these days, where it's like
sure.
You're just constantly carrying it around and you can nonstop bully someone.
I think it must be awful. I still say a good punch to the nose would end a lot of this stuff a lot sooner.
I'm sure it would. So this law in Tennessee took effect July 1st, so just last week, and it basically would if a teenager is involved in bullying or cyberbullying, they could lose their driving privileges or their ability to get their driver's license for up to a full year. The question I would have to ask is, how do they, like, where's the line? What do they consider bullying? How do they verify? I mean, unless you can actually pull up a text message or something like that, or there's several eyewitnesses.
Well,
how do you verify that?
Well, I would assume it would have to go to court.
But that's such a headache. You know how much bullying goes on? Are they going to take all these cases to court?
But at some point, you have to draw the line, and you have to say there are consequences for your actions. You're not with mom and dad who are soft parenting anymore. We're not going to send you to the corner for a timeout. We're going to take away something that matters to you. Mm-hmm. Want to see a teen do a drop and flop? Take away their cell phone, right? So what do most teenagers care about? They care about turning 16 and getting a driver's license so they can hang out with their friends.
Well, but more and more
taking these, away from them.
More and more of these teenagers I've seen don't want to get their driver's license.
I know.
It's weird. I do not understand that. Someone explain that to me. If your teenage kid does not want to get their driver's license, that was all I thought about when I got my permit. I'm like, I just can't wait to be 16 to finally be able to drive by myself and have that sense of independence.
There are some horribly mean people out there, and the anonymity of the internet makes them all feel like they're 10 feet tall. Mm-hmm. But they don't. They would never have the guts to say it to your face.
Oh, the keyboard warriors.
So I think that's a beautiful idea. And I would imagine far the greater majority of students want their license as opposed to don't want it. I've known a few who, for whatever reason, weren't interested in getting a license. But for most of them, that's important. It's a means to go hang out with your friends and go mm-hmm. do what you want to do. The threat of taking that away will get their attention. That's the point. It used to be the point of a smack on the butt when a kid was little. It got their attention and made them think, I don't want that to happen to me again.
Right.
Maybe what is the next step? That somehow if you get convicted of bullying, just like if you get convicted of murdering someone, it has further repercussions for when you're no longer a juvenile.
Mm-hmm. It follows them, you're saying.
I'm speculating. That would have to obviously go through a court to determine something like that.
It depends
how serious is it? What if it leads to somebody committing suicide or harming themselves because you bullied them online?
Listen to this guy. I want to play this soundbite for you. This is Scott Payne with Contact Caroline, which is an organization in Tennessee that provides free emotional support for people in crisis.
I would like to see going forward a movement towards working with the bullies. You know, bullies aren't just born, they just don't pop up. They're products of their environment. And so we need to be talking with them and finding out what's going on in their lives that's bringing about this type of behavior from them.
It's probably true. I think you need to do something to punish them, but then I think there is the follow-up step of the parents. Well, the problem is that probably a lot of these parents who have the kids who are bullies are not doing much. Not all. There are certainly parents who I feel like are really great parents, and the kids just
and the kids
is
are,
still a bully.
Lots of things lead to it. Insecurities, whatever.
Right.
I was bullied in high school early on and had to punch a kid in the nose. And it happened in gym class. And the gym teacher saw it happen. And nothing happened.
Really?
And
then you didn't get in trouble?
Because you didn't have the stupid, one strike, you're out kind of thing that they do these days. That if there's a fight, both kids get suspended automatically. They didn't do that back
then.
Well,
because even when I was in school, I never punched anybody, but I feel like they would have handled that differently and said, hey, we understand that this was hurtful and that they said something that wasn't nice, but you can't react like that. You need to tell a trusted teacher.
The bullying stopped.
It's very different now.
And you're not allowed to do that anymore, which is a shame.
They have the, like, an open hand policy. I don't know. Some teacher friend of mine was telling me that. We're like, you basically can do nothing as a teacher. And I'm not saying a teacher
open
would
hand,
I'm not
like
saying a teacher
slap
would punch
him in the face
kid,
with an open hand.
I'm not saying the teacher would smack the kid for bullying, but some of these kids misbehaving probably could use a good slap
I got paddled in 7th grade. I know that it was a deterrent. They're not allowed to do that anymore. I would completely support bringing that back, and it'd get the attention of a lot of these brats out there. There's no doubt about it. All right, Ryan Wiggins is coming up with some of the little-known great things happening in the big, beautiful bill. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.